shell. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. Dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Chelsea, Chelsea, I believe the way you dance and slowly suck me. Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball here on the Bradenton Marauder Radio Network. Night number 3 of 6, and Fort Myers getting underway a little later than we were hoping or expecting here this evening. 9:05 first pitch will get underway in about 6 minutes after what will end up being a 2 hour and five minute delayed start. The Marauders coming to this one after a soul-crushing and disappointing defeat yesterday to move to 2.5 games. Outside of first place with 4 to go. Right now in Lakeland, we'll just start it off. this broadcast with an update there. The Flying Tigers and Tarpons tied at 5 in the 8th inning. So that one will go down to the wire. The Marauders need to win these next 4 games, including tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we need Tampa to win 3, including tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A tall task for the Tarpons and the Marauders. It's not any easier to try and win out here. Bradenton will have the batting order of Emmanuel Torero leading off. White Jr. and Jeb go 2 and 3. Nolasco DHing and cleaning things up. Davies Nadal batting 5th and playing in center. Omar Alfonso 6th. He will catch behind home plate. Kalai Harrison at 3rd as Merlin Valdez at 1st. Jesus Castillo hits 9th and will play at shortstop. Miguel Angel Boadas is the starter for Fort Myers. He has a 7.99 ERA, making his 11th start of the year, 32 and two-thirds pitch, 31 Ks, 18 walks, and a .285 batting average against. That's the starters for the Marauders and the pitching matchup, at least on the Fort Myers side of things. We'll step aside for the anthem and come back for game time here shortly. Mighty Muscles and Marauders on the Marauder Radio Network.
Let's go!
Hello and welcome back to Marauder Baseball here on the Marauder Radio Network. The Mighty Muscles and Marauders here for Game 3 of 6 this week. A 7-inning game as we are starting past 9 p.m. Went over the lineup for Bradenton once before we broke for the anthem, but we'll just brush by it here. Torero, White Jr., and Jeb, the first three. Nolasco, Nadal, and Omar through the middle part of the order. Harrison, Valdez, and Castillo, 7, 8, and 9. Boadas, the starter. Defensively, Dylan Tatum catching, Nate Baez at first, Cameron Wellman and Danny DeAndrade at second and short for Fort Myers. Jay Harry at third, Olivar Houghton and Sayer left to right in the outfield grass. The Marauders will have Hunter Barco on the mound come the bottom half of this first inning. Bradenton needing a win and hoping that Lakeland fall here tonight. They have second and third with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning after back-to-back walks. They have scored just one run in this game. That's tied at 5 off of a ball in play. 3 walks and a passed ball. Marauders here just trying to do our job and pray that Tampa don't blow another one. Torero in the box takes first pitch, almost hitting him, but called a strike on ABS, of course, to make it 0-1. 9:04 the start time. Torero batting 272 this year, second game back after coming off the IL. Takes a cut and a miss at a low breaking ball for strike 2. Fort Myers wearing their sky blue miracle jerseys tonight. It's the old team name before they rebranded a couple years ago. The 0-2 Truro takes the ball, bouncing in the dirt in front of home plate. 1-2 now. And Lakeland take the lead on the third wild pitch of the inning. They win. It's over. 1-2 to Torero here. Grounded hard up the middle, but into the glove of the second baseman, Willman, who throws to first offline. He's off the base. What? The first baseman, Baez, was a clear foot off the bag, but Bella Robb calls him out. There's one away. Lonnie White Jr. up, 267 hitter this year. 8 homers, 30 RBI. First pitch to White Jr. from Boadas. Foul tip for strike one. Middle infielders playing back. Corners deep as well towards the grass. 0-1. White Jr. takes a slider away. 1-1 the count to him. Even offering to White Jr. Foul tip off the hand. Straight to the backstop. It's 1-2. Lakeland up 6-5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. They have scored just one run on a ball put into play. Next pitch to Lonnie, fouled off his foot in the batter's box. We'll do the 1-2 again. I hope Clearwater, if they end up playing Lakeland in the first round and we can't pull off the miracle comeback, that Clearwater win every game 70-0. The 1-2 again to Lonnie. Misses low in the count, 2-2. I have never seen such a technically bad team be handed so many wins in any sport in my life. The 2-2 here to White Jr. Crushed to left, but way foul and out of play. Lonnie got into that one, waited on it just long enough. Rather, maybe not long enough. Seventh pitch of his AB upcoming. Another 2-2. Misses high, full count now. Reminder, tonight's game, 7-inning game. The rule since we started after 9 o'clock. Three, two, one out. Eighth pitch of the trip to White Jr. Misses away, ball four. He earns the walk to give the Marauders a one-out base runner. And another wild pitch for Lakeland, by Tampa, rather. They're falling apart. Mitch Jebb up now, had his first career homer yesterday. Hitting 303 with 11 RBI. He tied the game at 5-5 at the time. Last night's giveaway is going to come back to haunt us, as Lakeland don't look at risk of losing a single game. First pitch to Jeb misses high, and it's 1-0. Conservative lead at first for Lonnie. The 1-0. Taken at the knees, a breaking ball for strike one. One count to Jeb. Man at first. Pickoff throw to first. Lonnie is back safe with plenty of time. Not going to bother him whatsoever. The 1-1 still awaiting it from Boadas to Jeb. Nope. Another pick. White Jr. again just dives back. Doesn't even have to take a step. Almost falls back to the base safely. One out. White Jr. at first. The 1-1 pitch to Mitch Jeb. Taken low and in. Slider misses for ball two. Bases loaded. Nobody out for Lakeland. They could deliver the death blow here. Already up a run. 2-1 pitch here to Mitch Jepp. Misses away. 3-1 the count. Hitter advantage count for Mitch. The 3-1 from Boadas. White Jr. runs. Breaking ball called a strike. Throw down to second is delayed. And Lonnie swipes second. His 11th stolen bag of the year. Full count now to Jeb. Strike the call on the high curve. And Tampa have walked in. Now their 5th run of the game. 5 runs scoring on walks, 1 on a wild pitch, 1 on a pass ball for Lakeland. 3-2 to Jeb, misses outside for ball 4. Mitch draws the walk. Back-to-back full count, free passes earned by Marauders hitters here in the first inning. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. With a homer, he could take the team lead, or rather league lead. 19 blasts, 68 RBI. Tied for first with Jared Cerna, who's already been called up to high A, so there's no more competition for Nolasco in the league home run race. A blast away from doing just that. 3 homers away from the single season franchise record. First pitch to him from Boadas. Called a strike as the fastball lands low and in to make it 0-1. One pitch from the Mighty Muscle righty. Swing and a miss. Nolasco chases a slider in the dirt for strike 2. Marauders got 2 on here with 1 out. Looking to cash in early. The 0-2 from Boadas. Slider misses low and away. Nolasco with a great take to make it 1-2 and stay alive for 1 more. Ball and 2 with 1 out. Marauders with 2 men on base. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch that lands in the opposite batter's box by Nolasco. Strike 3 called and there's 2 away. Nolasco arguing that he held the swing up in time. Had a protest for a moment but walks back. JJ barking at home plate umpire Tyler Green. Him paired with Bella Robb is a nightmare for every team. Davies Nadal up now, struggling in his last 5 games, hitting just 143. 211 on the year, takes breaking ball high, gets ahead 1-0. Nadal, 8 homers, 38 RBI. Has come up in clutch spots all month long. Hoping he can do it again here. Takes fastball up and in, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Next pitch, Nadal pops it foul and out of play for strike 2. Nadal trying to keep the inning alive. Runners at first and second. The 1-2 pitch with 2 outs from Boadas to Davies. Takes up and away. Tight take, but a good one. Count 2-2 now. Two away. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. No, they're going to say Davies fouled it off. He stays alive for another 2-2. Sixth offering of the trip upcoming. The 2-2 again to Nadal from Boadas. Swing and a miss, strike three. Marauders get two on with one out, but do not score. They go to the bottom of the first, 0-0 with Barco into the mound when we come back. Back here for the bottom of the first in Fort Myers, 0-0 the score. Hunter Barco on the mound, a 4.5 ERA, making his sixth start. 10 innings pitched, has struck out 19 and walked only three. Jay Harry will lead it off against him. Omar Alfonso catching. First pitch fastball low, and it's 1-0. It's Merlin Valdez at first, Jeb and Castillo up the middle, Harrison at third, Terrero, Nadal, and White Jr. left to right in the outfield. Next pitch from Barco, another offering, this time the fastball low, it's 2-0. Next pitch from the lefty. Called a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Three straight fastballs living down around the bottom edge of that strike zone. Next pitch, grounded hard up the middle, a base hit into center field. Harry at first with a leadoff single. Brings up Ricardo Olivar. Olivar batting .283 this year, 10 homers, 55 RBI. Barco's first pitch to Olivar. Misses upstairs, 1-0. Olivar batting .333 in his last five. Barco's 1-0. Called a strike, fastball. Nicely finds a home in the high and tight corner. Make it 1-1. He's even offering now. Popped up, fouling out of play. First base side. Count will move to 1-2. Runner at first, nobody out. Barco with a 1-2 pitch. No, a pick to first. Harry dives back safely. High throw from Barco forced a jumping grab from Esmerlin Valdez. One 2 pitch is crunched into center field. Davies Nadal will backtrack to the warning track and make the routine catch for out number one as Harry retreats to first. Barco able to set down Olivar. He'll bring up Danny DeAndrade, the 240 hitter with 11 homers and 65 RBI, a wire-to-wire player for the Muscles this year. Barco's first pitch to DeAndrade. Called a strike, fastball. So well located, high and tight corner. 0-1 to start the trip. The 0-1 now from the left-hander. Misses in the dirt. Great pick by Alfonso to keep in front of him. Harry has to stay put at the first base bag. Big lead for the runner there. Valdez holding him on. Barco checks over. Comes home as Harry takes off. Alfonso bobbles the ball. He would have had Harry, but could not make a clean transfer. Called a strike. It's 1-2 now, but runner in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. Going to the ninth inning, Tigers leading Tampa 8-5, so hoping for a miracle there. 1-2 count with one out. Barco will step off the backside of the rubber. Lefty set, looking for strikeout number one of the night and 20 of the year. He'll spin to second. That's a balk. Barco's third disengagement is what they're calling. Now Bella and Tyler are going to talk about it. Bella said it was the third disengagement. Tyler saying, I think it's the second. Umpire and crew chatting about it. And that was his second, so no balk. Runner stays at the second base back. 1-2 the count with one out to DeAndrade. Harry's still at second. Now Barco is out of disengagements. Barco set, trying to K DeAndrade here. Bounces it in the dirt. Great pick by Omar. Glove save and a beauty. 2-2 now the count to DeAndrade. Barco's pair of peace pitch on its way. Fouled off to the backstop. We'll try the 2-2 again. DeAndrade putting up a good fight. Barco looking for out number two. Left-hander comes set again. His pitch on the way. Fly ball weakly hitting to right center field. Davies Nadal will make the catch in the gap. Harry will try to tag for third. The throw from Nadal is not in time. As Harry moves 90 feet away from scoring, but Barco again able to get a weak fly out to pick up back-to-back outs. Brings up Nate Baez now. Baez batting 235 this year, two homers, 11 RBI, a a 411 OBP. Baez had a game-changing and ultimately game-deciding three-run homer yesterday. First pitch to him. Misses high for ball one. The 1-0. Line drive to left field. That's going to get down and score a run as Harry jogs home. And the Mighty Muscles take a 1-0 lead on a Nate Baez RBI double. RBI number 12 of the year for Baez, and the Marauders in a hole early. Brings up Yohander Martinez, a 256 hitter, with two homers and 18 RBI this year. Martinez, in eight games against the Marauders, has hit 424. Takes a pitch low in the dirt for ball one. Barco just trying to get out of this inning with only one on the board. Tampa are giving up. They're losing on purpose at this point. Next pitch, misses high, 2-0. The Marauders lose tonight, and Tampa down to their final out and down by two runs do not win. Then it is over in terms of the playoff race. Barco's 2-0. Swing and a miss from Martinez. He's tied up by an up and in fastball. Neutral count at 2-0. Barco fires again. This time misses outside and it's 3-1. Hitter advantage count to Martinez, who has been successful against the Marauders this year. Pitch, call ball four, just upstairs. Two out walk puts men at first and second now for Alex Sayer. That'll bring Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford out to the mound for a chat. Lakeland win 8-6. As it stands, the season is over in terms of the playoff race. The Marauders down 1-0 here, but still a lot of game left tonight. We were just hoping that Tampa wouldn't roll over and die every night in just embarrassing fashion. It's as if Lakeland were playing against nobody out there. But at the same time, they were handed everything. Forty's chat on the mound concluded. Sayer in the box, two men on with two outs in the inning. First pitch to him from Barco is cut through for strike one. Barco's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball. Chased and missed. Count 0-2 with two outs. A chance to finish this first inning with a flourish for Hunter Barco. Right-hander looking in. Pardon, lefty. Don't know how I forgot that. The 0-2. On its way. Foul tips to the backstop. We'll try it again. Not a single one of Lakeland's eight runs tonight was scored on a hit. Five walks, a wild pitch, a passed ball, and a sacrifice fly. Unbelievable. The 0-2 again from Barco. This time it bounces in the dirt in front of home plate. Knocked down by Omar Alfonso. 1-2 the count with two outs now. And Jonathan Johnson is out to the mound, and I think that's it for Barco here in the first inning. Yoldín de la Paz will come out of the pen for Bradenton as Barco gives way. We'll step aside for the change when we come back. 1-2 count, two outs, two runners on base here. Bottom of the first with Fort Myers up a run.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, oh mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, oh mine.
Yoldín de la Paz on the mound now for the Marauders. De La enters this outing with a ERA of 5.63, trying to get us out of a jam. Just needs one strike to do it. The 1-2 count with two outs. Ends the inning. De La Paz, one pitch, and he gets credit for the punch out. We go to the second. Fort Myers leading by one. Six innings to keep the season alive when we come back.
To hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck, to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that lives by the lamp on the night. She had her life straight. She said she loved it. I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, 'cause I never was too good at picking up the one that led by.
Omar Alfonso will lead it off here for the Marauders in the top of the second inning. Bradenton down 1-0. Fighting for our lives here tonight. Omar takes a fastball at the knees, falls behind 0-1, pardon. Lakeland winning 8-6 tonight. they are victorious, means that with the loss, the Marauders are eliminated from playoff contention. And the Tigers, by fraud, forgery, luck, gifts from the baseball gods, will go to the playoffs. Marauders have the second best record in the league overall by just 2 games behind Clearwater. And we might be looking at our playoff dreams coming to an end if we can't find a rally here in the next 6 innings. 1-2 the count to Alfonso. A couple of breaking balls landing for strikes from Boadas. His 1-2 bounced in the dirt. Alfonso takes to level it at a pair apiece now. Obviously the first night of NFL back in action. High school football's been going since Brandon Rembert and I heard drums in a marching band 2 weeks ago in Jupiter and said, what the heck is this? Then we realized it's Friday night, it's America, and it is the month of September, October, and November, so there was high school football. Full count here to Alfonso as the 2-2 fastball missed away. 3-2 now. Check swing at a ball low in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, says Bella Robb, and that's out number one. Brings up Kalai Harrison, 250 hitter with a homer and 2 RBI. He's been a real exciting guy to watch both defensively and offensively out of the 2023 draft class, a guy that Marauders fans might see again come next season. First pitch to him from Boadas. Bounced in the dirt for ball one. It's either been fastballs and breaking balls that nail the strike zone in the corners up, in, and low, or balls that bounce in the dirt. It's been boom or bust, the way to describe Boadas' pitching. It's 1-0 fastball missing, and it's 2-0 now to Kalai. The 2-0 on its way now from Boadas. Harrison takes low in the dirt, 3-0. Hitter advantage count for Kalai. Yet to see a strike in his opening plate appearance of the day. And that will not change as he watches ball four miss low. A 1-out walk, the Marauders with a potential tying run on base for Esmerlin Valdez. Recent Complex League call-up, hitting 250 across a handful of games with the Marauders. Took a pinch at AB yesterday, struck out in a full count. Did not see a single pitch in the strike zone, but just chased and missed a couple of changeups away. He fouls the first pitch off here into the backstop netting for strike one. Next pitch, a weak grounder, is going to get through the right side of the infield. A base hit for Valdez as he pokes it by the second baseman, Willman, who is shaded to cover the second base bag. An opposite field single puts men at first and second. Valdez, the first hit of the night for the Marauders, brings up Jesus Castillo. The league leader in games played has now appeared in 117 games for the Marauders this year. Hitting 209 with a 384 OBP, leads the league in walks. Last night, Jesus broke the Marauders' single-season stolen base record with 38 on the year. Record set by Cole Tucker in 2017. Two men on with 1 out. First pitch to Castillo's a backdoor curve that is called a strike to make it 0-1. Castillo is 6 walks shy of the franchise single-season record, and Alasco 3 homers shy of that category, best in franchise history. The 0-1 to Jesus. Takes another backdoor curve, called a strike, gets 0-2. Boadas is 0-2 with 1 out and 2 runners on base. Line drive to left field. That's going to get down. A single for Castillo. Held at third is Harrison. And the Marauders load him up here with 1 away for the top of the order now. bags full of Marauders for Emmanuel. Team run scored leader, team batting average leader amongst qualified players this year. 272 average, and Jared Gaynor, the pitching coach of the Muscles, out to the mound here to have a chat with Miguel Angel Boadas. Just a couple of hard hit singles, three walks for Boadas here in the early going of the outing. Nothing to raise too much of a fright or a fuss over. But the infield will come in to have a chat on the mound. Fort Myers at this point playing to finish the season 500. Marauders need to win. We've said it for the past 2 weeks. I've said it, rather, for the past 2 weeks. But every game's been a, you know, must win. Like, we got to win this, you know, in a figurative sense of the word. Tonight, it is literal. If Bradenton do not win this game, we are eliminated from playoff contention, and the Tigers are in. After the mound meeting, Torero into the batter's box. Bases loaded, one away. Great chance to at least tie it, or hopefully rather take the lead in this inning. First pitch to him, on its way, and taken. Curveball on the outer edge for strike one. Torero just a 207 average with runners in scoring position this season. The 0-1 from Boadas. Torero swings and misses a pitch that almost hits him on the back foot that bounces off the dirt for strike two. And Manuel will call time and step out, ripping at the batting gloves. The 0-2. Misses low. Torero a tight take at a low breaking ball. Moves it to 1-2 now. Just need a ground ball. Torero's going to be a real tough guy for Fort Myers to try and turn a double play against. So you'd think unless the throw goes home, we could get a run across here. The 1-2. Putting the play in front of home plate. A fair ball. The catcher steps on home. Throws to first. Safe at first is Torero. A swinging bunt. No more than a foot in front of home plate. The catcher, Tatum, picks it up, steps on the dish for out number two in the inning to prevent Harrison from scoring. Threw to first and almost got Torero on the double play. Lonnie White Jr. now trying to save this great opportunity. Runners loaded him up with one out. They're at risk of not converting. Lonnie drew a walk in a nine-pitch battle back in the first. Boadas' first pitch. White Jr. chases and misses a high curveball for strike one. Lonnie, a 319 hitter with runners in scoring position this year. Chases and misses at a slider away for strike two. Rodgers loaded him up with one out, trailing by a run, now at risk of not getting anything out of the golden opportunity. The 0-2 to White Jr. Check swing. Home plate umpire says he went around inning over, and the Marauders will leave him loaded. We go to the bottom of the second, and Bradenton trail 1-0 when we come back. Back here for the bottom of the second inning at Fort Myers. Marauders trailing 1-0. Yoldeen De La Paz will get his first full inning of work facing Maddox Houghton. First pitch, fastball misses up and in for ball one. Houghton hitting 221 this year. Four homers, 36 RBI. De La's 1-0 pitch is pop foul, first base side. That'll cut out of play, and the count will move to 1-1. Barco gave up a single, a double, and a walk in the first. Was yanked with a 1-2 count and two outs. De La Paz came in, got a swing and a miss to end the inning. The 1-1. Misses high, and it's 2-1 now. One pitch hit high in the air, deep to left by Houghton. That one is well struck. It is way back, and it is caught! A robbery from Emmanuel Torero. A leaping grab deep in left center field to steal it away from Houghton to get the first out of the inning. What a catch by Torero on a ball that was hit with every bit of force that the seven-hole hitter had in him. Pitch misses away to the next man up, Dylan Tatum. Tatum batting 181 this year. The 1-0. Called a strike to the knees. Good looking slider finds a home. Level up the count. Next pitch hit in the air to right. This one will send White Jr. back to the track where he will make a catch for out number two. Mighty Muscles smacking the ball around the yard, but aside from a RBI double in the first inning, not getting rewarded for it thus far. Next pitch. Rather, the first pitch to Cameron Willman. Call the ball. It's 1-0. De La Paz coming home again. Offering fouled out of play, and it's 1-1. The 1-1. Fastball just misses upstairs. Great spot from De La. Does not get the call to go his way, though. The 2-1. Just misses inside. Back foot slider so well located and thrown. Squeeze from ABS. Hitter advantage count for Willman. The pitch from De La Paz. Fastball hummed down the middle. First strike to a full count now at 3-2. Payoff pitch in the bottom of the second from De La Paz. The 3-2 with two away. In the air to right, well struck, but foul and out of play. That'll fall into the Marauder bullpen. Try to 3-2 at least once more. Another payoff offering. Fouled off to the backstop this time. A third 3-2 upcoming for Cameron Willman. Pitch misses outside for ball four. Hard fought and earned walk by Cameron Willman to send it back to the top of the order with two away for Jay Harry. Harry 1-for-1 with a single today. Top of the order man scored the first and only run of the game so far. He came around on the double from Baez in the first. Takes here a pitch that hits him in the helmet as he tries to duck out of the way but ends up getting ear holed. Willman a move to second, and now Harry at first. Two on with two out for Ricardo Olivar. Olivar 0 for 1 with a flyout tonight. First pitch to him. Weak ground ball to third. Great stab by Harrison. Takes it to the base himself, inning over. Defensive work from Kalai gets De La Paz out of trouble. Keeps the Marauders down by just a run. To the third we go. 1-0 Muscles when we come back.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away.
Back here for the top of the third in Fort Myers, Mitch Jeb leading it off with the Marauders down 1-0. He takes first pitch, strike low and in, falls behind 0-1. Jeb with a walk back in the first inning, yet to record an official AB tonight. Next pitch misses low and away as a changeup dives to the dirt. It's 1-1. Next pitch to Mitch, weakly grounded to second. Great pickup by Willman, his throw to first in time. By half a step to get Jeb for out number one. Just any ball in the infield, doesn't matter. Weak hit, soft hit, bunt, chopper. Jeb always has a chance to beat it out. Brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Only 0 for 1. Struck out swinging last time up with two runners on and one away. Next pitch missing. 2-0 to Nolly now. Hitter advantage offering. Alasco takes, slider way outside, called a strike on ABS, and it's 2-1. 1-0 Mighty Muscles. They got a run in the bottom of the first. That's the decider so far. The 2-1 to Nolly now. Misses low and away. 3-1 to Nolasco the count. Next pitch, weak bouncer to short. High hop fielded well by D'Andrade, who steps into the throw to first. It's on target and on time for out number two. Brings up Davies Nadal, who's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. See if Nadal can spark a two-out rally here in this third. Marauders, if we lose tonight, are eliminated from playoff contention. Need a victory. Bodas with the first pitch to Nadal. Breaking ball high and tight. Call the strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch to Davies, bounced in the dirt. 1-1 the count to the utility man that started as DH on opening night and here with three games to go after tonight. We'll play wire to wire. He tips the next pitch straight to the catcher. Foul, and it's 1-2. One, two, two out. Bodas trying to make it three scoreless. He misses away in the count. 2-2 now to Davies Nadal. Next pitch fouled off. Do the 2-2 again. Davies trying to battle to keep the inning alive. Next pitch to Nadal. Misses high to the backstop. Full count now at 3-2. Marauders down 1-0. Two hits for both sides. Just more timely, I guess, is the word you could use for the Mighty Muscles here so far, stringing them together. Another payoff pitch to Nadal, the 3-2 from Bodas. Check swing at a ball in the dirt. Does he go? No. Ball four. Held up on appeal. Two out walk will bring up Omar Alfonso. See if he can just keep the line moving one by one here. Omar 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch to him will have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Nadal comfortably walks back to the base safely. Nothing to worry about there for Davies. Now the first pitch to Omar. No, another pickoff throw. Nadal called out. You've got to be Bella, you have got to be kidding me. It wasn't even close. JJ running out to argue. It wasn't even close. Davies walked back to the base on his feet, and Bella called him out to end the inning. JJ has given her a piece of his mind. It has been poor all year from Bella Robb and Tyler Green, and you just knew going into this series that they would have some sort of effect on a game. That's just terrible. It was a pickoff throw to first. Nadal walked back to the base, folks. He was two steps away from it. He is the best base runner on this team. If anyone's getting picked off on their feet, it is not Davies Nadal. That's embarrassing. JJ heads back to the dugout. Inning over. Marauders down 1-0 when we come back.
And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
Funny you should ask, Alan. I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before.
Back here for the bottom of the third, 1-0 Mighty Muscles. First pitch of the half inning from right-hander Antoine Kelly misses up and in for ball one. Kelly, native of Oranjestad in Aruba. Played for the Kingdom of the Netherlands in the World Baseball Classic. Has yet to allow an earned run. And 2 1/3 pitched as a Marauder this year. Was stout with a sub-3 ERA. for the Florida Complex League Pirates this season. Another one of those call-ups that has been huge for us in this push. He misses low and away here to Danny DeAndrade. Count moves to 2-0. Next pitch, a high fastball, called a strike at the belt line. 2-1 the count now. Next pitch, a fastball, called a strike, and it's 2-2. The 2-2 pitch from Kelly. Call the ball. Wow, great spot. Brandon Rembert, was that a little noise from you there, too? That looked really good. Thought it split the outside edge of that plate, but full count now at 3-2. Next pitch, a line drive, base hit to left field for DeAndrade. He punches it past Harrison and Castillo at third and short to pick up a leadoff single. Nate Baez up, 1-for-1, an RBI double that is the deciding factor in this game so far back in the first inning. First pitch to him from Antoine Kelly. Misses up around the eye level, it's 1-0. Kelly taking a brief pause, stepping off the back side of the rubber. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count even at 1-1. Good looking fastball away. Next pitch, missing. Rather called a strike low and away. Snap throw to first from Omar. Runner dives back safely. Brandon, that pitch ain't touching the strike zone on ABS, is it? inch, centimeter. 2-1 the count, though. Kelly able to steal that strike. Or rather, it should be 1-2. And that's swing and a miss for strike 3. Look at that. Didn't let the scoreboard fool me. Knew the count was 1-2, and there's one away now. Way to bounce back from the leadoff single from Antoine Kelly. Yohander Martinez up, drew a walk in his first trip. Pickoff throw, he's out. He's got to be out, Bella. Calls him safe. He was safe, just like Nadal was last inning. That's all it takes. Just got to keep picking at it, see if we'll get the call. Runner takes off. The throw down to second from Omar is high and into center field. Into second safely with a stolen base is DeAndrade. So now a run that could double the lead is into scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. Omar will call time and head out to the mound here to have a chat with Kelly. Now, this is a situation we haven't seen this year. Now, we're used to an English-speaking player with a Spanish-speaking player needing someone to translate, but you have a Spanish-speaking player and a Dutch-speaking player from the Netherlands Antilles. I'm guessing English is what they're going with. Omar and Planchy are two catchers, probably the best non-native English speakers on the team. Mound meeting over. The 1-0 misses low. Call the strike, and it's 1-1. We'll take it. Not that it matters to the game. Just always those intricacies impress me. You'll always see a someone go to translate. It's just the little things that you pick up on. Watching now 128 games. This pitch grounded through the left side, a base hit. Runner's going to get sent home. Coming up, throwing in left. The play at the plate is on target, but not in time. An RBI single for Martinez. Doubles the lead, and the Mighty Muscles are up 2-0 now. RBI knock for Martinez as he continues his impressive form against the Marauders this year. Now Bradenton with an even taller mountain to climb to try and keep the playoff fight alive. Alex Sayer in the box, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch misses to him away. It's 1-0. Next offering. Misses upstairs, 2-0. Breaking ball. Can't find that top edge of the zone I think Kelly's trying to look for. Two out. Fastball on the outer edge. Kelly able to pick up strike one. Two on count with one out. Mighty Muscles up 2-0 here. Kelly trying to limit the damage. Next pitch is popped up high in the infield, first base side. Into foul ground is Valdez. He's called off by Jeb, who charges into foul territory to make a good tracking catch for out number two. Brings up Maddox out, and he's 0-for-1 with a flyout tonight. Kelly trying to hold Fort Myers to just a lone tally here in the third inning, almost halfway through this seven-inning game. Game limited to seven after we started after 9 p.m. First pitch to Houghton from Kelly. Misses low and away for ball one. The 1-0. Misses up and in 2-0 now. Hitter advantage count for Maddox Houghton. Runner at first. Takes a sizable lead there. Martinez off the bag a couple of feet. He'll run for second. A swing and a miss. The throw down from Omar. This time they got him. Martinez caught stealing to end the inning. But only after he puts the Muscles up by two with an RBI single. Bradenton down 2-0 going to the fourth when we come back.
And there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle. And she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. Might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang, boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker, my little dog.
back here for the top of the fourth. Marauders down 2-0. Omar Alfonso leading off the inning. He slices one into center field, but straight at Houghton, who catches it on a line for out number one. So Brandon Rembert, my good silent partner in crime. Brandon, we're going to get you, we have to get you on the headset for maybe like a pregame the rest of this week. But inform me, Antoine Kelly speaks English, Spanish, Dutch, and Papiamento, the native language to the island of Aruba, Curaçao, and Bonaire, the three Dutch colonies in the Caribbean. A mix of Portuguese, Dutch, Creole, and Spanish. Kalai Harrison in the box here now for the Marauders. 1-1 the count to Kalai. He drew a walk his last time up. Takes slider in and gets ahead 2-1. Next pitch to Kalai, misses upstairs, and now 3-1 the count to the Hawaiian-born, SEC and ACC bred infielder of the Marauders. Next pitch misses in the dirt, ball 4. Harrison draws his second walk of the game. He's down to first with one out. That'll bring up the 8-hole hitter as Merlin Valdez. Valdez's last trip resulted in a ground ball single that he punched through the right side of the infield. And now I am, I think, halfway down the Wikipedia page of the language of Papiamento. First pitch misses upstairs to Valdez for ball 1. Papiamento, an official language of the Roman Catholic Church. There you go, Brandon. You did not know. You could have gone your whole life without knowing that and been fine, but I just wanted everyone to know. The 1-0 pitch to Valdez is a fastball at the knees, called a strike. It's 1-1. Rodgers down 2. Could tie it with one swing of the bat. Trying to keep the season alive tonight. Next pitch misses inside as Harrison made a big break on a secondary lead towards 2. Return to first. 2-1 the count to Valdez, but I'd weather to guess we'll see Boedas at least step off or think about throwing over here. Next pitch in the dirt to Valdez. 3-1 the count. Next pitch fouled off, fastball up on the hands, shot straight to the backstop, and the count full at 3-2. Pick to first, diving back safely, Kalai Harrison into the bag. Right as I was saying, we'll likely see a pickoff move. The 3-2 on its way to Valdez. Kalai does run as the pitch misses high for ball 4. Back-to-back walks. And the Marauders with a little bit of life here in the top of the fourth inning. 2 men on with 1 away for Jesus Castillo. Costi's last time up, lined a base hit to left field. Well struck for a guy who had been starved of knocks as of late. Now a mound visit here and a couple of high fives for Boedas as he will give way in the outing. A pitching change for Fort Myers. We'll step aside for the switch. When we come back, Marauders with runners at first and second. Down 2 runs with 1 away here in the top of the 4th inning.
First cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, heart, and a chair. Let's
build a fire. Shoulder pads cracking on a high school field. Opening days on our heels. God, I love how Friday night feels. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire. You can't burn it down in the neighborhood. But it's all good back in the backwoods. Let the good time just transpire. Let's build a fire. We've been talking about it since July. Tim Dunn dropped down to 45. Think it's time we take it higher. Let's build a fire. Come a little closer if you can. Put your little heart in my hand. Turn me on like an amplifier. Let's build a fire. Let's build a fire. Let's crank it on up. Pour a little diesel in my cup. Finna toss it on. Y'all better back up. Let's build a fire.
Back here after the pitching change for the Mighty Muscles, Ben Picorni with you. Danny Moreno on the mound. He carries a 5.04 ERA into the outing for the right-hander. A wire-to-wire player for the Muscles, trying to get him out of a sticky spot here in the fourth. Castillo in the box. Harrison the runner at second. Valdez the runner at first for the Marauders. First pitch to Costi. Hits him on the foot and the bases are loaded. He's coming up a little limp after that one. The Marauders' Iron Man, who's playing in his 118th game tonight, is down in a good bit of pain here. And for a guy that has worked this hard all year, that has played in, like I said, 118 games, more than any other man in the league, if he is down on his knees and in pain, it's got to be something that's really, really hurting him. Alexa there tending to Costi. He's still down on the ground here. Well, we have a moment. We'll just remind you, tomorrow we play at 7 o'clock, then 6 on Saturday, and we'll finish the season at noon on Sunday. The Marauders need to win tonight to stay alive, and then hope that Tampa win 3 of the next 3, with the Marauders winning that same amount, as well as winning here tonight. Costi still limping. JJ and Alexa talking to him, at least up on his feet now. He's trying to walk to first. Every couple of steps, reaching back down to grab his left foot. So he jumped out of the way. He got his lead foot, his right foot out of the way, but it looks like it hit the inside of his left foot. JJ and Alexa taking the Evo Shield and leg guard from him as he'll walk down to first, grab the helmet, and keep on going. So the base is loaded now for the Marauders. This is the second time in the game that Harrison, Valdez, and Castillo have gotten on base with one out to load him up for the top of the order. Kalai at third, Valdez at second, Castillo at first for Emmanuel Torreira. Torreira with a ground out and a fielder's choice reach in two trips tonight, 0 for 2. Another guy that's been here since opening night for the Marauders. Can he come up with a big hit to try and keep the season alive? Bradenton down 2-0. Need to win or we are eliminated from playoff contention. First pitch, and Manuel bounces it foul straight into the Marauder dugout on the first base side for strike one. Moreno's 0-1 pitch. Misses inside 2-0. And the ball gets away from the catcher. Harrison jogs home and scores. A mental error by the catcher, Dylan Tatum. He had the ball in his glove, rather his mitt, and I don't think he thought it was in the mitt. He stood up and almost threw the ball behind him out of the snow cone of his webbing. Gotta call that one a pass ball. Harrison scores, and now the Marauders a base hit away from taking the lead. Valdez at third, Castillo at second. Next pitch to Torreira. Misses away for ball one. Infield in, surprisingly, here for Fort Myers. Game in which holds no value to their season. I thought they'd try to trade the out for the run here. But they're going to bring him up on the grass. The 2-1 pitch to Torero. Ground ball off the glove of the first baseman. Baez will take it to the bag and step on it to get Torero put away for out number one, but coming home to score is Valdez to tie the game at two. Man, what a stop by Nate Baez. I thought for sure off the bat that ball was getting by him and down the right field line, but he saves two runs. Rather, saves one as a run does come in to score, but almost a certain extra base hit to give the Marauders the lead. Now a man at third with two outs for Lonnie White Jr. Base hit away from sending us in front. He'll take low around the ankles for ball one. 2-2 here in the top of the fourth, approaching the halfway point. Becca and Craig, if you're listening, the tweet's going out after this half inning at the halfway point in a seven-inning game. The 1-0 pitch to White Jr. Ground ball hard hit to short. DeAndrade scoops, steps, and throws just in time to get Lonnie to end the inning. The Marauders push in a pair, though. Good selfless hitting in the inning. Levels it at a pair apiece going to the bottom of the fourth.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's...
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom four, past the halfway point at Hammond Stadium. Bradenton 2, Fort Myers to the score. Antoine Kelly's first pitch of the half inning to Maddox Houghton on its way. Check swing ground ball, put in the foul play. Third base side for strike one. A hearty hello, a welcome, a wave of the elbow at Rebecca Rivette, Marauders assistant general manager, who's tuning in tonight. Taking time out of her busy schedule. Running the ball club with Craig to tune into some Durs baseball. 0-1 count to Houghton. Kelly fires. Swing and a miss. A ball in the dirt. Sends the seven-hole hitter chasing. He falls behind 0-2. Kelly's 0-2 looking for a leadoff man, K. Call the ball, fastball real tight to the high and outside corner. Misses by maybe a playing card away. And that's how tight that was to ring it up out. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. A high fastball draws a chase to pick up out number one. I mentioned my Marauders traveling Elmo that I bring with me. when talking about Rebecca. I was supposed to have a Cookie Monster, and I was promised a Cookie Monster 2 months ago. I still have not received that Cookie Monster. Back to the more important thing. Dylan Tatum in the batter's box here. He'll swing and a miss. Man, he was fooled by a slider low and away. Kelly dances one off the outside corner for strike one. Next pitch, a fastball off the outside part of the plate. Count even at 1-1. A run in the first and one in the third for Fort Myers. Then two in the top of this fourth for the Marauders. Ties this game at 2-2. Kelly's 1-1. Swing and a miss. A big cut on a high and tight slider as Tatum is tied up for strike two. Looking to make it back-to-back Case. Fastball misses eye level. Pair apiece, the count level now. But since I know Rebecca's listening, just wanted to give her a shout out and say thank you for giving me the opportunity this year. It's been fun right down to the wire here tonight. Kelly's 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fire fastball blows the doors off Tatum for out number two. Back-to-back emphatic case for the Dutch right-hander. Cameron Willman, the nine-hole hitter up. He's walked in his only trip so far. Fastball to him. Taken right out over the heart of the plate for strike one. Good pitch. Kelly able to get off on the front foot again. Now the 0-1. Ground ball weakly hit to short. Into the glove of Costi, who steps and fires on time and target to end the inning. A dominant 1-2-3 frame from Antoine Kelly. Three innings to go tonight. Game tied at two. Season on the line. Need a win to stay alive in the postseason push. Should be a heck of a finish when we come back.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders with you. 2-2 game. Mitch Jebb leading it off for the Marauders. Danny Moreno will get his first full inning of work here. First pitch to Mitch, a fastball down around the ankles, taken for ball one. Jebb with a walk and a ground out tonight. Hitting above 300 his first year, his first few months as a pro. He is not disappointed in terms of his output. Tries to lay down a push bunt, but fouls it back to the catcher to level the count at 1-1. Jebb with his first career home run yesterday and inside the Parker officially, but every player in the dugout and Brandon Rembert here shaking his head. They think it went out and bounced back in, and based off the reaction from Fort Myers outfielders, that was the case. They just gave up on the play. The 1-1 pitch to Jebb from Moreno. Ground ball, hard hit, up the middle into center field for a base hit. Jebb turning on the Jets. He thought about stretching for two, but will stop with a leadoff single at first to put the potential go-ahead run on board for the Marauders with nobody out. Rodolfo Nolasco up. Strikeout and a ground out tonight for the team home run leader, tied for the league lead in homers. He's a blast away from claiming the long ball crown in the Florida State League this year. There is no other competitor that is still actively playing in the Florida State League. A pickoff throw to first before the first pitch to Rodolfo. Jeb dives back safely ahead of the late tag attempt from the first baseman Baez. Moreno checks first again, keeping a close eye on Jeb. Mitch with 11 swiped bags this year. First pitch to Nolasco now. High chopper hit to third. A tough play for the hard-charging Harry. He fields and throws to first offline, but scooped up by Nate Baez. Made it look hard. Didn't look like the most confident of picks, but a pick in the end for out number one. Essentially gets the job done of a sacrifice bunt to move Mitch into scoring position at second base. Davies Nadal now with a chance to put the Marauders in front with a base hit. Nadal a strikeout and a walk tonight. It is nighttime and it is getting closer to midnight. Nearly midnight Nadal in the box. He takes first pitch ball. It's 1-0. You like that, Brandon? We got Davies at dusk, nighttime Davies at dusk, nighttime Nadal. Daytime Davies, nearly midnight Nadal. There we go. All four of them. The 1-0 pitch. Misses outside as Nadal shows bunt but pulls back and gets ahead 2-0. When we played that morning game on Sunday, I don't think I had anything witty on that occasion. Hitter advantage count, the 2-0 pitch to Nadal. Hard hit ground ball, fair, first base side and into right field. Jeb's going to get sent to the plate. The throw from Sayer is not in time. An RBI single for Davies Nadal. The Marauders take a 3-2 lead. Nighttime, nearly midnight Nadal. Puts the Marauders in front, and for now, the season is still alive. RBI number 39 of the year for Davies. Jeb's speed proving to be crucial there, coming around to score. Now Omar Alfonso up, he's 0 for 2. A line out and a strikeout. First pitch to him for Moreno. Will have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Nadal called safe, and Davies gives a thumbs up to Bello Rob. He was called out after getting back to the base safely, and JJ put on a speech for the ages right in Bella's face when she called Nadal out on the last occasion. First pitch now to Omar. Breaking ball misses low. It's 1-0. We will credit this rally just for you, Becca. She says, ever since she tuned in, we've scored. Said Chad wants to go to bed. Well, tell Chad to wake up. We're in a playoff race here. Come on. I'd expect more out of a seasoned gamer like him. Oh, never mind. He bought Nadal's jersey. He's a fan. Moreno here called for a balk, trying to pick over to first, and now Nadal, fastest base runner on the team, will move up to second for free. But if Chad can hear me, Chad, come on. I know you've had later gaming sessions than this. The 1-0 pitch. Omar takes outside. It's 2-0. Hitter advantage offering to Alfonso. Fouled off in the count 2-1. Two-one with one away. Chance to double the lead with a runner at second. Omar takes a fastball outside, and it's 3-1 now. Marauders up 3-2, trailed 2-0. Just an inning ago. have roared back to life here. Seven-inning game as we started at 9:05 local. That is the league-mandated rule. 3-1 pitch to Alfonso. Omar slices a liner, foul, left field side, and it's full now at 3-2. Three and two with one away. Nadal a massive lead at second. If anyone's got the guts to try and swipe third here, it is him. And he will take off as Alfonso hits it in the air deep to left, but foul. Just as it got within 10 feet of the wall, hooks away from fair territory, and we'll try the full count pitch again. Well, Becca, since I know you're tuning in with Chad, any song requests for in between innings? Brandon Rembert right here already has Green Green Grass in the request list, so that one will, I think we'll fire that up next inning for you, Brandon. 3-2 again here to Omar Alfonso with one away. Foul tip straight back towards the catcher, can't squeeze it. So we'll do the 3-2 for a third time. Nadal leads at second after his clutch RBI single in this inning. Moved up into scoring position via a balk by the pitcher Moreno. Marauders with a win will stay alive for another night. With a loss, the playoff dream will come to an end. In a good spot here, but can always add on more runs. The third full count pitch to Omar Alfonso from Danny Moreno. We'll have to wait. He picks to second. The throw gets away. Knocked down, though, by DeAndrade. Nadal will not head up to third as the shortstop saves a certain throwing error that would have seen Nadal move up to third base and 90 feet away from scoring. Ninth pitch of this at-bat for Omar. Moreno set the 3-2 again. Out of the hand of the righty. Ground ball, hard hit, base hit into left center field. That one by DeAndrade. Nadal will jog home and score. The Marauders double the lead. It's 4-2. What a hard-fought and well-earned single there for Omar Alfonso. 105 off the bat. He punished that baseball through the left side of the infield. Nadal with his speed, it was no doubt that he was going to touch home and score. Back-to-back RBI knocks for the Marauders, and now a pitching change looks likely here for Fort Myers. And that'll do it for Danny Moreno. The muscles go to the bullpen. We'll step aside for the change. When we come back, Marauders up two.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Let it out when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass.
back here after the pitching change, firing up that fan favorite in-between innings song. New arm on the mound making his single A debut here for the Mighty Muscles is Jeremy Lee, the recent draftee. Selected with the 13th pick in the 13th round of the draft this year from the University of South Alabama, the Jaguars, I believe. He misses low. Ball one to Kalai Harrison. Kalai, two walks and a run scored tonight. Next pitch, a backdoor curve, called a strike, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 from Lee. High breaking ball, called a strike, nicely nestles in the high and outside corner to move the count to 1-2. Lee trying to steady the ship defensively and pitching-wise here for the Muscles. Rodgers put up two runs in the fourth and two already on the board here in the fifth. The 1-2 pitch to Harrison on its way. Weak ground ball fouled off third base side. That'll spin past Gustavo Amaña and down the line. Omar with a very conservative lead at first. Pitch, line drive, base hit left field. Three singles in a row for the Marauders, all very well struck baseballs. Alfonso up to second, Kalai at first now. The line keeps on moving for the Marauders. It'll bring up Esmerlin Valdez, who has walked and singled in. What a night for this bottom three in the Marauder order. 7, 8, and 9, Harrison Valdez and Castillo. Kalai now 1-for-1 with two walks and a single. Valdez 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. And Castillo 1-for-1 with a single and has been hit by a pitch. The Marauders have managed to squeeze out a total of 14 base runners in the game. Half of them have come from 7, 8, and 9 tonight. See if Valdez can keep the good times rolling. Runners at first and second, one away. Pitch home. Misses down around the ankles for ball one. Question now for the Marauders. Who's called upon out of the bullpen here to try and keep the defense on their toes and keep these hitters cold on Fort Myers' side of things? Sure, that's what JJ's piecing together with 40 right now. The 1-0 to Valdez is hit in the air to right. That'll hook it. Foul and out of play. A lot of empty seats right now, understandable, as we're closer to 11 o'clock than our original start time of 7. Say still about 100 people sparsely populated here around Hammond Stadium. The 1-1 pitch to Valdez now. Swing and a miss. He's late at a fastball on the inner half of the plate to make it 1-2. Omar leads at second, Kalai the runner at first. The 1-2 pitch to Esmerlin Valdez from Brett Lee. Check swing, breaking ball, does not go. No appeal allowed by home plate umpire Tyler Green. The count 2-2. Parapiece pitch from Lee. Bouncing ball to third, foul. What a play by Gustavo. A nifty one-hand pick. Dumps it off into the Fort Myers dugout. It's very hard to get Gustavo Amaña in any situation without a smile on his face. I'm sure he's lit up now, the way the bats have come alive in this inning. 2-2 again. Fouled off again that time, straight off the mask of the catcher, Tatum. That rocked him a bit, understandably so. And Tyler Green's going to walk the fresh baseball out to the pitcher Lee on the mound. Two-two still the count. Valdez facing his fourth 2-2 of this trip, piecing together one heck of a battle. making Lee work for every offering he throws. Right-hander checks second, the 2-2 yet again on its way. Valdez takes breaking ball, called strike three. That's a tough one. Pitch that maybe had 1% of the baseball touching the ABS zone. Brings up out number two. See if Castillo can bring in another run here. Two outs, runners at first and second. Jesus was a single in the second inning, was hit by a pitch in the fourth. First pitch to him, tries to lay a bunt down, and he's hit by the pitch. But I think he offered at it there, so it's going to be called strike one. Never pulled the bat back, even though the ball hit him pretty much square in the chest. He quickly steps back in the box, shaking it off. The next offering to Costi. Misses in. Scoreboard shows 2-0. Pretty sure it should be 1-1, Brandon, right? That's what I had in the book. We'll take it. Had a couple of count confusions yesterday. Castillo takes an upstairs curve, and count shows 3-0, but I have 2-1 myself here. Tyler Green not signaling otherwise, so we're going to go with 3-0 as our count. Costi may be getting away with one. Next pitch. Fastball misses outside, ball four. A walk to load the bases with two outs for Bradenton. Omar to third, Kalai to second. And Jesus at first now for Emmanuel Terrero. Had a bases loaded opportunity his last time up. Hit into a ground out, but did bring a run home on the occasion to tie the game. Back in the fourth inning, an inning ago. First pitch to Terrero, fastball in the low and away corner called, and it's 0-1. Bases full of young buckos, a chance to bust the game open. Terrero grounds it through the left side, a base hit. One run will score, held up late at third is Harrison. We add on our third of the inning, it's 5-2 Marauders. And it has been no free handouts here in this fifth. Five hits to give the Marauders three runs thus far, and White Jr. with a chance to pile on the misery for the Mighty Muscles. Lonnie, a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. Pitching coach Jared Gaynor out to the mound for a visit here for the Muscles. White Jr. has one grand slam already this year. Davies Stadall with two grannies. Those are the only three that we have hit in 2023. Chance here for Lonnie to tie Davies for that grand slam crown. Gaynor out there chatting with Lee and the catcher Tatum. What a turnaround game here for the Marauders, and even if this playoff race does not go our way, it will take a gift from the baseball gods to get Tampa to win three straight. But we had one heck of a fun week at home, winning 5 out of 5 in 3 days, and this team fighting to the very end. Jonathan Johnston earlier today sending out the lineup, and he said something that, to me sitting in my hotel room, had me ready to just get out to the field and start playing. He said, "It has been an honor playing with you and coaching you guys this year." I'm going to read the exact words if JJ hopefully doesn't mind, but first pitch to White Jr. is fouled off for strike one. Said, looking forward to fighting for our playoff lives with all of you tonight. And in a season and in a league where it is all about development, it is so cool to watch a manager like Jonathan Johnston play to win, to make decisions to try and win games all on his own accord. And it's worked wonderfully this past week. White Jr. takes slider away. And the count 1-1 now. He's talking about it with Mark McKnight, Marauders clubhouse manager. You're getting to see, folks, last week at home and here in Fort Myers, how JJ plans to win ball games. He has done so incredibly successfully. Next pitch to Lonnie in the dirt, and it's 2-1 now. Lee in his single A debut, not off to the best of occasions. Bases loaded, the 2-1 pitch with two away. Misses outside. Called a strike. Brandon, you want to check that spot for me? That ain't touching a bit of that ABS strike zone. That ain't touching a piece of it. Now the 2-2 with two away. In the dirt, full count at 3-2. Payoff pitch, called strike three, a letter high breaking ball, kisses the edge of the ABS zone to end the inning. The Marauders get three in this top of the fifth. Good guys up 5-2 when we come back.
She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I've got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina.
That's right.
Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart. Didn't need no screen.
Back here after the inning break on the Marauder Radio Network. Bottom of the fifth, Bradenton 5, Fort Myers 2 the score. The sinker bowling righty Elijah Birdsong on the mound now for Bradenton. His first pitch fastball misses a couple of feet outside for ball one. Birdsong a 6.42 ERA entering this appearance. Team leader with 8 saves on the year. Trying to do a job here and pick up a hold in innings 5 and 6. Next pitch cut through and missed below the zone. A sinker fools Harry for strike one. The 1-1 offering from the Marauder righty. Beautiful pitch. Does not get the corner. Call the ball. It's 2-1. Birdsong locating well, though, with that sinker down around the strike zone. Just around that bottom edge at the knees. The 2-1 from Birdie on its way. Hit in the air to right. That one is well struck, but straight into the chest to White Jr. Makes a routine squeeze for out number one. And for the first time tonight, Jay Harry is set down. And the Marauders are able to get the leadoff man away here. Something that was a battle for us in the first couple of innings that led to the 2-run scoring for the Muscles. Ricardo Olivar up now. 0-2. Fly out in a 3 unassisted ground out. Takes fastball missing in. Gets ahead 1-0. Next pitch grounded hard up the middle. Jeb can't get there in time. That'll squirt into center. One out single for Olivar. He's off the schneid today. Moves to 1-3. Approaching the 11 o'clock hour here tonight. DeAndrade will step in. And time called. Brian Meyer, the Mighty Muscle manager, is over to have a conversation with Isabella Robb. He's straight in the face of Bella. Did you see anything there, Brandon? It was Birdsong had just gotten the ball on the mound. He was ready to fire the first pitch of the AB, and Meyer took off on a beeline for Bella Robb. So now both coaches have had something to gripe about with our field umpire tonight. Bella and Brian nodding at each other. Man, he is tight to the face of our umpire. He'll walk back to his third base coach's box. And DeAndrade will take this time to apply some more pine tar to the hands. Runner at first is Olivar. Confused there from Meyer. Just gotten a single up the middle and went straight to argue. First pitch to DeAndrade. Sinker at the knees. Birdsong gets ahead. It's 0-1. Next pitch down to the dirt. Ball and a strike. DeAndrade able to lay off of it. The 1-1. Good looking front door slider. Crosses at the hip, lands center cut to DeAndrade. Strike two called. Birdie looking to pick up his first K. Runner at first with one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning in a seven-inning game. The pitch. Hit in the air to left center field. That one is well struck. Davies Nadal racing back to the warning track. He can't get there. It's off the base of the wall. Runner Olivar is going to be sent to the plate. The relay throw home from Jeb will not be made. As he pumps but hangs on to it, a run scoring double for DeAndrade, and the Marauders lead cut down to 2. 5-3 the score now. RBI number 66 of the year for Danny DeAndrade. Brings up Nate Baez, an RBI double and a strikeout for him tonight. 1-for-2 in the game. Had a 3-run game tying homer in the fourth inning yesterday that proved to be the turning point in the contest. First pitch to him, hit in the air to center. Davies Nadal spun around on it, racing back. He can't make the play. It's off his glove. Getting sent home as DeAndrade into second is Baez, and now the score is 5-4. The Marauders lead down to just a lone run. That is uncharacteristic there from Davies Nadal. He is usually the most confident player in the Marauder outfield, and on that occasion, just could not snare a hard hit ball that ended up about a foot over his head off his glove. It was crushed. Not a cheapie by any means. 102 off the bat, but I'd say without a doubt a play that you expect Davies Nadal to make on that time.